WildTalkRadio.com. Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We are 19 days away from the biggest show of them all. We are 19 days away from WrestleMania. This is the Monday Night Raw, not Monday Night Uwu, post show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use your code RocketSucker, LindsayWoodenFortnite. I am ShopQuest, #EpicPartners. Go buy Midas tomorrow. He's back in Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience. Tomorrow.
Daddy's back. Daddy's home.
And as mentioned, we are 19 days away from WrestleMania. Monday Night Raw, setting the stage for things to come in 19 days, including one Cody Rhodes, who, well, after Dwayne The Rock Johnson did a whole rock concert on Friday about him, he had a rebuttal for the final boss. He came to the ring. He said in less than 3 weeks' time, he will stand opposed for the second year in a row in the main event when the lights shine brightest. He will challenge Roman Reigns and refer to him as the greatest champion in all of sports. He said he and Roman Reigns will have a lovely conversation on Friday Night SmackDown. Cody said there are complications, namely The Rock. He noted that The Rock referred to himself as our favorite heel. It's an insider term. And we all know what that means. And for those who aren't aware what a heel is, it's a bad guy. Cody ran through a list of famous heels, including the Nature Boy Ric Flair, among others. He then said The Rock, he doesn't think The Rock is a heel. He thinks he's an asshole. Cody told The Rock and the Seven Bucks team not to get upset. He says that he knows they don't like emotion, given The Rock mocked him for crying. Cody said The Rock's been crying behind the scenes for this entire time. He said he went to his buddies on the TKO board and said he would save them. He also said, Cody mocked the idea that, you know, we're doing all right. We drew this house without needing him. We don't need any saving from him. He said the TKO folks are just yes people, enablers who won't tell The Rock like it is, but Cody Rhodes will. Cody Rhodes said The Rock is a lot of wonderful things, and he said he even has a pair of Rock's tennis shoes, the ones with the logo on it. He said Rock is on a Mount Rushmore, but he's also a terrible salesman and a carny succubus. For those who don't know what that means, you're a whiny bitch. Cody told The Rock not to think the locker room needs him more than he does. Cody recalled The Rock talking about his mother, and Cody said, you know, that's fair game. I brought her up. You can talk about her. But I also know The Rock's mom. Crowd went, ooh. Cody's like, she's wonderful. She's the salt of the earth, and she even helped chop Kevin Owens in a dark match. He has nothing but respect for The Rock's mom, and it's respect that should echo back towards his mother. Cody recalled The Rock claiming that Cody's mother would tremble when he hands her a bloody weight belt. Cody said his mother once beat up an undercover cop at a Willie Nelson concert, and said she's not afraid of The Rock. Cody said he doesn't know if he'll have bloodline rules or when he faces Roman at WrestleMania or whether he'll even be able to finish his story. But also questioned how The Rock could be so sure what he'll do in the ring when it's been so long since he's actually wrestled. He wondered if there would be a lot of Big Dwayne energy. Or LDS, Little Dick Syndrome. Cody says The Rock calls himself the final boss. Cody gave Brian Gewirtz credit for coming up with the name, and apparently Gewirtz refuted that. Cody says The Rock won't be the final boss. He'll be Roman's side chick. This brought out Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman said while walking onto this day, it came out, he said, did his whole spiel. He apologized for bringing cops the last time. Yeah, Tig, not the LDS you were thinking up. Cody assumed that Heyman was going to get permission to get in the ring. Cody said Paul's a Hall of Famer, could just be his guest. Heyman was fine just standing on an apron because he had a message from Roman Reigns. Heyman told Cody that he could think anything he wants about him and it would probably be understating the obvious, whereas Roman Reigns is a tribal chief and a man of his word. Heyman said Reigns would go face to face with Cody on SmackDown, and there would be another member of the Bloodline. There will not be another member of the Bloodline in sight, aside from him, because, well, he's not a physical threat. Heyman said Cody had Roman's word that he would show up alone. Cody said that's a deal. Heyman said he was jet lagging. Forgot one crucial point. You need to come alone as well. And Cody's like, deal. And that ended the segment. That was a badass retort from Cody Rhodes, because there's been a lot of talk on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. About how everyone's like, well, The Rock's not following the rules. He gets to say some certain words. It's clear other people can say those words too,
in the right context. I don't think they're going to be using them all the time, but yeah, in specific instances where it's important or it will have an impact on the story or on the particular promo, then yeah, use them. They are something special because we don't hear them all the time. It's kind of like, you know, blood. You don't see a lot of blood in WWE. So when you see it, it's important. It gets your attention, unlike other places. But yeah, they cooked on this. This was absolutely fantastic. This was a quality response from Cody. I liked how he's, you know, the whole mom thing and how they handled it and how they didn't make it about their moms, because it's like, no, I respect your mom. This is about you and me. Exactly. This isn't about anybody else. This is about you and me and what's going on between us.
Mm-hmm.
I like that response. It was very good. They also had Rock as a cat on
Pharaoh,
because Cody was seen walking Pharaoh into the building. There have just been some really sort of subtle shots taken today that were really well done. They're building this perfectly. We also had Cody and Seth backstage, sort of responding
to,
but
like, I'll be there if you need me, but you know, we're good. Same with
yeah,
Jay.
We're good.
Same with Jay. Like, you can't trust them. Cody's like, I got it.
I will say one interesting style choice is Cody was in all black except for a red tie. I don't know if that means anything, if that's just what he chose, but it's interesting that he was in an all black suit.
I think it was just the suit, to be honest.
He wasn't embracing his inner darkness.
I don't think he was embracing his inner darkness.
Becoming his inner nightmare?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, one more Cody as we go along. We had qualifiers for the six pack challenge ladder match at WrestleMania. DIY took on Julius Creed and Brutus Creed of the Creed brothers. Hell of a match. This was fantastic.
This is amazing. I am stunned we got this for free. I will take it. Absolutely take it for free. But I am stunned we got this for free.
The last 5 minutes were really good.
This was pay-per-view quality.
Yeah.
PLE quality, excuse me.
But DIY headed to WrestleMania.
There were emotions. There were tears. Everybody is thrilled except for the Creeds. But yeah. Johnny and Tommaso get to go to WrestleMania together, and there was much rejoicing and crying, but and much crying. Rejoicing.
Awesome Truth is also going to WrestleMania in the six-pack challenge match as they defeated In the Sheer of Veer Mahan and Sangha tonight. This was a quick little comedy match, but R-Truth and Miz got the win. They're officially Awesome Truth again. They even did the rap together coming to the ring. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun.
And New Day will also be challenging qualifying for the six-pack challenge as they defeated Otis and Akira Tozawa. So New Day is also heading to WrestleMania.
And you felt like Xavier's excitement in your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was thrilled.
Yeah, they're back on WrestleMania because I think it's been a couple of years since New Day's had a match on WrestleMania. So it's good to see that they're making their way back and they're healthy. That's the thing. They're both healthy heading into WrestleMania, which is what you like to see.
Yeah, which is what you like to see because it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Judgment Day was talking after the DIY match. Priest was watching it, and, you know, we'll deal with them. But they were all, we also had an interaction with Andrade, and looks like they're trying to woo and riz up Andrade to join Judgment Day. We'll see where that goes. But JD failed last week. He did not head to WrestleMania.
You did?
And it's now Dom's turn to take care of Ricochet, which was a good match, but Dom also lost.
Yeah, there's some tension, which we all love. We adore tension on this channel. Drama, tension, makes for good TV.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of tension, we're headed to WrestleMania. It will be Sami Zayn challenging Gunther for the Intercontinental title. They had their contract signing. Before they got to the ring, though, Sami Zayn spotted Chad Gable and they had a conversation. And Gable just didn't seem more like himself. He was a little upset and angry. And Sami kept pushing that button and, you know, what this match means and everything like that. And Zayn talked about his own story, how he has kids at home. They cry when he loses too. And, like, he was very, very short with him. And Zayn was like, what's this all about? And it was, the answer was this. You can't beat Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're in the ring. Both men are getting ready to talk. Gunther looks at Sami and wonder why he's dressed like a bum. Zayn told Gunther that the smug look on his face was starting to piss him off. Zayn said Gunther didn't believe he could beat him. Zayn said a lot of people didn't think he would end up in WWE or be a champion or main event WrestleMania, and he's done all that. The Usos didn't believe he would be the guy who would end the longest reigning tag team title reign of all time, but he did that, and this time he'll end the longest reigning Intercontinental title reign of all time. He signed his contract. Gunther told Zayn he should listen to his new friend Chad Gable, who doesn't believe Zayn can beat him. Gunther said the fans cheer him, but they also don't believe Sami can do it. Gunther said when he looked into Zayn's eyes, he sees a man that doesn't believe he can beat him. Gunther says he was standing on the door, his doorstep and begging to receive the beating of a lifetime on the grandest stage of them all. Gunther told Zayn to keep on dreaming and believing, but at WrestleMania, his dream will be met with reality. Gunther was starting to leave. Sami told him to wait. Sami said, turn around and said, look into her eyes and, you know, what do you see? Tom took another look, and this will be the man who will take him down at WrestleMania. This was good.
They're heating this up very, very nicely. Drew has a new shirt.
We're not talking about Drew.
Sorry. I spaced out for a minute.
Gunther and Sami.
That's right, Gunther and Sami. You were sitting there talking about it, and then all I heard was, look in my eyes, what do you see? And I was like, my brain was like, Drew! This was good too. This was really good because you have the David versus the Goliath thing going on. You know, can Sami do it versus, you know, Gunther? Because obviously Gunther is a massive force. He's the longest reigning IC champion. Can Sami bring it home? Can he get his WrestleMania moment, or will Gunther reign supreme? They're building this really nicely.
Gable later told Sami if he doesn't change his mentality, he won't beat Gunther.
Gable out here giving all the positive advice.
He is, by the way. So when Sami left the ring, they kept the shot going. And then it's when they ran into Awesome Truth and DIY backstage. Like, that was a brand new shot. That was cool. It was like 2 minutes of something of just straight up watching Sami leave the ring, walk through all the backstage stuff, then Miz and R-Truth come back the reverse way and out to the ring. That was a nice, like, camera shot they've never done before. It's different. I liked it.
It's very different. They're playing with the shots.
They are,
because they did another, at least that I'm not like terribly familiar with, where they came down, like they did the come down the ring shot, but it wasn't like the way that they did it before in one of the other matches where they came down the aisle to the ring. And so they're playing with the camera work a little bit, which I very much like and enjoy.
Now let's talk about Drew McIntyre and his new shirt. He came
because
to the
he
ring.
Does have a new shirt.
The savior of WrestleMania. He came to the ring. Seth Rollins followed him right out. Rollins said he was too busy soaking up the spotlight to have even noticed Drew was there. McIntyre said the spotlight would be all his after WrestleMania, so have it right now. Rollins said he would admit it. One thing that was true that Drew has actually said. Rollins said the first step on the road to recovery is the hardest. My name is Seth freaking Rollins, and I'm a spotlight junkie. McIntyre said everything is just a joke to Seth Rollins and said that he's just now a parody of himself. Some people were doing the what chant, and he shot him down. He said the punchline is, though, is when he beats Seth Rollins for the title of WrestleMania. McIntyre said Punk will be here next week, so you don't have to cheer for him right now, but he never, because he'll never show up in a place like Raleigh. Rollins said this isn't a joke to him, and he said he's a spotlight junkie. Rollins said he's been doing this for 20 years and going through the current to get his fix that gets better every single week. Rollins said the same of when he leaves it all in the ring and when the fans chant his song so he can hardly speak. Rollins said that's his fix and that's the spotlight he craves. Rollins said he knows McIntyre's been busy on Twitter and hasn't been listening to him. Rollins said on that night one of WrestleMania, he would take the biggest star in Hollywood and his sidekick and make him them his bitches, and the spotlight would be on him and Drew McIntyre. McIntyre said this is Rollins he wanted. McIntyre said Rollins made the title the Workhorse Championship and the Wrestler's title. McIntyre said Rollins had him until he mentioned the spotlight. He asked why the hard work can't be the reason they are getting the spotlight. McIntyre said all he cares about is Rollins making it to the ring of WrestleMania. He said he would carry him down the ring if he can't get there, because he wouldn't get the moment he deserves. It'll be the moment that I've bloodied earned. Rollins said McIntyre wants the spotlight as bad as he does. He said McIntyre's been talking about this since he won the title in 2020 in an empty warehouse. He said McIntyre has been whining, complaining that he deserves better. Rollins said the problem is that when everyone came back around and the lights got bright, McIntyre fumbled the ball. Rollins said the difference between them, because he shines the brightest in this situation. Rollins said McIntyre will find out when the lights shine brightest that he's not as good as he thinks he is. Solid work between both men. Solid work.
They're cooking. They're ramping up. They're doing things with this as well. I like how they're building like multiple feuds with different, like same people but different.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. So like Seth has multiple things going on. Cody has multiple things going on, and they've got all these spinning plates in the air heading into WrestleMania, and it's just really, there's a lot of really nice drama going on, and I'm here for heel Drew McIntyre. I love heel Drew McIntyre. I like face Drew too, don't get me wrong. But there's something special, especially about this version of heel Drew, that's just working. Yeah. And it's so good.
One little side story, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell took on Kaden and Katana. I believe it was Katana who was hurt a little bit, and Candice took advantage as they were checking on Katana at ringside, and she just kicked her right in the leg. And, you know, the heel turn of Candice LeRae is slowly starting to happen.
The Poison Pixie is on her way back.
Indeed.
We'll see how it goes.
Monday Night Raw opened with Jey Uso, and almost Pat McAfee falling off his chair, apparently. Jey welcomed over to Raw, and he called out his brother Jimmy. Jimmy and Solo came through the crowd. Jey said he and Jimmy's always got into it and snapped back into it, but this felt different. Jey said he records some bad blood. He misses his brother. Jimmy told Jimmy to come back to him. Jimmy's like, I never left. Jimmy said it was Jey's idea to leave the bloodline. Jimmy said Jey went off and became the top wrestler on the Raw brand, the top merchandise seller, even a tag team champion without him. Jimmy said Jey forgot him.
The audacity.
Jimmy said the biggest moment of Jey's career is because of him. Jey said the biggest moment of his career would be his dream match at WrestleMania 40 when he knocks the yeet out of Jimmy's ass. A lot of yeeting.
You know, there's just certain phrases in life that you don't need to necessarily hear. You feel like it shouldn't exist, or if you hear them, they feel very dirty. Knocking the yeet out of somebody's ass, I don't know, man. That just, there's something not quite right about that.
Jey then punched Jimmy. Solo came back in the ring. Cody Rhodes made the save. Solid.
You hate to see family conflicts, but you also love to see it. So let's go. Let's do this. The bill between Jimmy and Jey and the unresolved issues from the bloodline keep coming up. And all that went down and all that happened, you know, in terms of Jimmy and Jey and who betrayed who and Roman's whole part in it. So, yeah, let's go. Let's see this happen, especially with Solo kind of caught in the middle and if he sides with anybody.
Yeah. Main event, last woman standing, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax. Becky's ass hurts.
A lot.
She dropped a leg drop off the ladder through a table, and you just saw her ass just like hit everything. Smack. And it hurts. But it was a good match. Becky was, in fact, the last woman standing, and then she went face-to-face with Rhea Ripley to close out Monday Night Raw.
This was a very, 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 very solid ending to Raw. They went for it. I have zero complaints about them going for it. I think my only Real complaint is, do we have to do the Nia butt slide slam into the ring apron every time?
Yes, it's in her contract.
I mean, I think that's my only thing. I'm a little tired of seeing that, but beyond that, this was very, very good, very entertaining.
Ass sliding, a lot of eating of the ass. Yep.
There's just a lot of ass on this show. You know, they assholes.
You know, all the things. Words are hard to take. Yes, words are hard. Overall, really good show. We set the stage. We made a lot of things official on Friday on SmackDown. We're continuing the build here on Monday Night Raw with the Usos, the Cody stuff, the Seth and Drew stuff, Becky and Rhea. WrestleMania is cooking. We're on the road, 19 days out. Punk returns next week. The Rock, the final boss, will be on the go-home show of Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania. Things are cooking.
They're building everything really, really, really nicely, and it's all going to peak right at the right time for WrestleMania. You know, Hunter's got a lot of plates in the air right now. He's setting up, like, pretty much the major feuds are set, right? Like, Cody and Dwayne and Roman and Seth, they're good to go. And now you're building the undercard for WrestleMania. They're doing a beautiful job of it to get you excited for really everything that's going to be on WrestleMania, not just the main events, kind of like in years past. It's, no, this is about everybody, and we're going to make you want to watch every single match or as many matches as possible. And I respect that tremendously. And I love them for that, honestly.
Everything has a story.
Makes me sad I'm going to miss it. Maybe. We'll Maybe. See. We'll see how much I can actually see. I'm going to see an eclipse WrestleMania weekend.
So she is like
the Monday after WrestleMania, so I'm going to be gone.
She's going to be gone for a bit, but we'll get to that. What we're doing for things down the road. Anywho, that was Raw.
That was Raw. A very solid show.
Action continues tomorrow night about 9. Well, maybe we'll do it like 9:30 p.m. Eastern. The finale of WWE 2K Showcase and WWE 2K24. We're going to start with the Funhouse and finish it up tomorrow for a good 90 minutes. To get through it all. So try 9:30. Yeah, so like 6:30 West Coast. Do the math in your time zone. We'll do the same probably. I think we're going to move to like 9:30. On Wednesday as well, we'll kick off the My Rise story, the campaign. We'll start a little bit of that as well on Wednesday. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack. We're reviewing Becky's book.
Yes. I'm excited. I've only just started it, but I'm getting through it very quickly, so we'll talk more about it on Thursday.
It's a good read. It's a good read. Friday night, another edition of GM Battles around 10 p.m. Eastern right after SmackDown. Me and Brent go one-on-one in WWE 2K24 GM mode. Book some shows, talk about it, trash talk, you name it. It's GM Battles Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. What?
So here's my question, and I asked this, I think, on Saturday. So who won this week? Is there a tally? Is there a scoreboard? Is there something?
I'm currently leading based on what the game is saying. We won't know until the end of this. We're going to play up and play the season out and see who wins the season.
Ah.
That's how it goes. But I'm currently winning. It gives a hashtag rank. Winning. Hashtag winning. Anyway, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR game night. I think we're doing Uno. Maybe Fortnite. We'll figure it out. We'll see. Brent thinks he has it all figured out. Saturday after that will be CB Radio live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. The finale of the Greater Great Debate Season 4. Sunday night, we'll do I got dates mixed up. We're doing the tier list this Sunday for WTR Sunday night as that kicks off tier list week for WrestleMania matches. So we'll do that Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio or chat. Amazon Prime, if you have it. Link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple button directly below the screen. You can use credit card Rocksack in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner or Lin Zem Ward. Yeah, your stuff.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lin Zward, LNSWD. You can check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinZward. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinZward. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinZward0.
I'm going to leave everyone with this, chat. So, I was going to put up a video of the GM battles. In the background, there was Real American playing. YouTube blocked it. In Russia.
Oh, dear.
The song Real American in Russia got blocked.
Nice.
Just Russia.
Just Russia. Only Russia. Nowhere else.
Nowhere else. Just Russia. See you next.
I'll say yet.
See you all week long. Long there was a while at Talk Radio Network. Stream live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTR live.